This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Just when you think everything's off the rails, things seem to start going a little more smoothly. At least they did today in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. We have some reporting for you on the afternoon's testimony. Later on this evening, as soon as we get the audio from the court, we'll be posting that for you to take a listen to hear it in its entirety. But let's take a listen to what happened this afternoon after lunch in the trial of Lori Vallow.
Melanie Gibb took the stand to testify about her relationship with Lori Vallow and the events leading up to and following the disappearance of Ty Lee and JJ. During her testimony, she recounted various conversations and interactions she had with Lori, her brother Alex Cox, and Chad Daybill, Lori's husband. Gibb's testimony painted a disturbing picture of the beliefs and behaviors exhibited by the key players in this tragic case. According to Gibb, Lori referred to her children Ty Lee, JJ, and her late husband Charles Vallow as zombies. She also claimed that Chad Daybill's wife, Tammy, was possessed. Gibb revealed a pattern in which individuals who questioned Lori or raised suspicions about her actions would be labeled as dark or zombies. This pattern became apparent when Gibb admitted that she had ceased to believe in the teachings Lori had espoused and had come to see them as false and self-serving. Lori's brother, Alex Cox, was also implicated in the case. Gibb recalled Alex telling her that Chad had given him a patriarchal blessing that deeply moved him. She also described Alex's commitment to the zombie concept and his evasive response when asked about the whereabouts of JJ. Alex's testimony suggested that both he and Melanie Pawlowski, Lori's niece, had experienced police intervention in relation to the case. Gibb also discussed her own involvement in the case, including her lies to the police about JJ's whereabouts. Gibb's testimony also touched on her relationship with Ty Lee, whom she described as not liking her despite her attempts to be kind. The religious aspect of the case was another focal point of Gibb's testimony. She spoke about her visit to Lori in Hawaii, during which Lori was in daily contact with Chad Daybill. At that time, both Tammy and Charles were still alive. Gibb explained how Lori had claimed to have lived on Earth before and how Chad and Lori communicated through dark portals they had created in their respective homes. In her testimony, Gibb also confirmed that she had recorded a phone call with Lori and Chad and had later turned it over to the police. This act was driven by her concern that Chad and Lori might try to accuse her of something in connection to the case. Gibb's testimony concluded with her reaffirming her commitment to telling the truth and stating that she had done so during her time on the stand. Then, on November 24, 2019, a unique and unusual event took place that would later be connected to a series of tragic and mysterious events. Chad Daybill, a self-proclaimed prophet and author, gave Alex Cox, his wife Lori Vallow's brother, a patriarchal blessing. Typically, such blessings are given by a stake patriarch within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS, for guidance throughout life. However, Chad was not a stake patriarch, and the content of the blessing deviated from traditional LDS teachings. The blessing was recorded and later discovered in Lori Vallow's iCloud account. The audio file, along with a Word document, detailed the event that was held in the Church of the Firstborn. Throughout the blessing, Chad's voice remained monotone as he described Alex's past lives and future missions. According to Chad, Alex was a valiant warrior in his previous creations, always fighting for truth and righteousness. He claimed that Jesus Christ had chosen Alex, who had humbly accepted the invitation to come to the mortal realm and condescend as a god. Chad believed that Alex's difficult upbringing had made him a strong, powerful servant of the Lord, a role that would not have been possible within a traditional LDS home. Chad prophesied that Alex would become a missionary, opening the portals of time and serving as a messenger of the Lord. He would be known throughout the world for his good-heartedness and ability to save souls through portals, gathering those who come unto Christ. Chad also said that Alex would be able to raise vibrations, protect key leaders, and save children from natural disasters. As the blessing continued, Chad bestowed upon Alex various gifts and powers. He claimed that ALX would be an angel on Earth, glowing for those allowed to see him, and would eventually be part of a special team of people moving towards translation. He also said that ALX would have dominion over the Kallings he would receive and would be a patriarch in his own home, with the veil between the mortal and spiritual realms essentially disappearing. Chad went on to say that ALX would be assigned 9 angels for his faithfulness, and that he would have strong protection against Satan and his followers. He predicted that ALX would ultimately be greeted and welcomed by the Savior himself in the afterlife. In the months following the blessing, a series of tragic events unfolded. Charles Vallow, Lori's former husband, was shot and killed by ALX on July 11, 2019. Police later discovered that Chad and Lori had been in contact with each other throughout the investigation, and both were eventually charged in connection with the deaths of Lori's children, Tylee Ryan and Joshua J.J. Vallow, as well as Chad's former wife, Tammy Daybell. The discovery of the blessing raised questions about the beliefs and motivations of Chad, Lori, and ALX. The unusual content of the blessing, combined with the subsequent events, has led to speculation about the extent to which the trio's shared beliefs may have contributed to the tragic outcome. As the legal proceedings continue, the content of the blessing and the events surrounding it remain a chilling reminder of the potential dangers that can arise when beliefs and ideologies diverge from the mainstream.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You know, just another normal day. Getting assigned your superpowers from a man in Rexburg, Idaho. He claims to be, I don't know what. Something. It just keeps getting stranger and stranger. We'll have the full court audio for you shortly here on the podcast feed. Press subscribe so you don't miss that. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.